1111. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM continue to bring the heat this fall with a stacked lineup of local concerts. At the Broom Factory, you can catch country star Robin Ottolini on November 20th, Virginia DeVegas on November 21st, Queens grad Charlie Houston on November 28th, Stephen Stanley with No Electric on November 29th, Bat Sabbath on December 13th, folk icon Garnet Rogers on December 14th, and local rap hero Slaves of Spanky on December 19th. And don't forget to get your tickets now for the big show by Canadian alt faves, the Strombellas, playing Kingston Grand Theatre on November 23rd. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. And don't forget to donate to CFRC's funding drive via cfrc.ca, where you may win $50 vouchers redeemable for KPP Concerts.
City is nice in the fall. Held my hand as we walked through it all. A glimpse of what's often been gone. For a moment you made me forget I'm alone. Oh, my days. Time keeps on trucking away. Is this how it feels to get out my own way? My days. I slept three whole nights in your bed. Never called, I just ran off instead. I'd left all my feelings for dead. I can't help but be scared, I'm in over my head. On trucking away. The nighttime is worse cause I can't look away. Oh, my days. I spent so many lashes on luck. Never thought to wish one off for luck. Can't miss what's never been yours. Still, it's hard when you spend your life walking through doors. Oh, my days. The time keeps on trucking away. I thought I was done, but turns out I'm okay. And oh, my days. Days do I wait, catch a vibe for a while, suffocate. It hurts thinking you'll go away, but it's just as hard knowing that you wanna stay. Oh, my days, the time keeps on trucking away. I'm so used to last, can't tell when I'm first place.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dean. Unfortunately, I am co-hostless. Our dear partner, Megan, couldn't be bothered to be here today. Had better things to do, I guess. But that's fine. I'm still holding it down for you this lovely Tuesday morning. Got lots and lots and lots of great tracks to play you. New stuff coming out at the tail end of the year for us to consider. And I've got great news about our funding drive. It's still going on, still running strong. Go to cfrc.ca/donate to learn more. We've got lots of chances to win raffle prizes from local businesses. We've got lots of brand new merch that you'll automatically get if you donate up to a certain amount. You can find that all on the site. Lots of great events that we're holding. So if you want to help us keep local alive in Kingston, local arts, local music, local events, local voices, it's all here on cfrc.ca. And go to cfrc.ca/donate if you've got the time. We would really appreciate it. Anyway, folks, what did we just hear? That was New Orville Peck, Oh My Days. Quite the sort of dramatic southern grandma thing to say. Oh my days, oh my stars, oh my heavens. They seem to claim a lot, these southern grandmas. Maybe too many things. Maybe some things that they shouldn't have been claiming. But, you know, that's just my hot take on the matter. But anyway, folks, we've got some Moldy Peaches coming up. They've got a reunion show happening this year in New York City, which will be pretty fun. This is off of their first record, I believe. It's called Jorge Regulia, Moldy Peaches.
Jorge Regula.
My name is Jorge Regula.
I'm walking down the street.
I'm walking down the street.
I love you.
I love you.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go sailing.
Let's go sailing.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's go to sleep. I wake up in the morning.
I wake up in the morning.
Put on my yellow shirt.
Put on my yellow shirt.
I get a bite to eat.
I get a bite to eat.
I go to work. I'm the AV guy.
I'm the AV guy.
I'm the AFNY guy.
I'm the AFNY guy.
I'm the piano guy.
I'm the piano guy.
Let's go to sleep. I wrote a new song.
I wrote a new song.
It has a good beat.
It has a good beat.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard January Calls by Average James. Before that, we heard Homefront with their track Between the Waves. And right at the top, we heard the Moldy Peaches with their song Jorge Regula. Folks, it's your Indie Wake Up Call. It's Dean. We're hanging out. We're having a great time right here on CFRC. We have to bring the mood down a little bit to remember the anniversary of the passing of a great Toronto legend. I was reminded of this individual recently. There was this big viral moment where someone had caught a raccoon. It was like a TTC driver had found a raccoon that had like been in one of the trains overnight, I guess, and he like startled the raccoon and woke him up when he got to the yard in the morning. It's a pretty fun, cute little video of a raccoon just hanging out in the car there. It reminded me of a more famous, more viral instance of a Toronto raccoon, Conrad the raccoon. Folks, do you remember this? There was like a dead raccoon that had been sitting for a number of days on some corner. And people sort of started eulogizing it. They were leaving photographs, flowers, candles, cigarettes. They made sort of a memorial to this uncleaned up dead raccoon that was eventually cleaned up. But it became a Twitter phenomenon. Conrad the raccoon, he was called. Well, folks, I just happened to have found a Conrad the raccoon heritage, like, informational plaque in Toronto as I was walking around. It was installed this year. I hadn't heard about it until I happened across it. But this plaque tells the whole story about Conrad's virality on Twitter, talks about, like, the indigenous history of raccoons in the area, and, like, the urban metropolitan raccoons that we're also used to now. And, yeah, it's just a little fun little piece of Canadiana, I guess. That's what we have to show of the 2010s from this country, Conrad the raccoon. But anyway, pour one out for a real one. Maximum respect to our friend Conrad. And let's play this new Last Dinner Party track. We've been playing a lot of them. It's Agnes Day. Here we go.
Did I spell it?
Thank you.
for a time. Was that enough to make you come? Am I enough to make you stay?
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Queen of the Surface Streets by Davochka. Before that, we heard Pony with their track Middle of Summer. I wish it was the middle of summer right now, I tell you what. And right at the top, we heard The Last Dinner Party with Agnes Day off of their new record From the Pyre. Folks, I've been playing Pokemon Lazarus. It sounds blasphemous, but it's a ROM hack. It's a fan-made Pokemon game that has all new art and all new world to bum around in, and it's got quality of life improvements. It's just a much more enjoyable way to play the games as I remember them being when I was a kid, as opposed to the buggy Switch. Terrible graphic nightmares that we have now. Folks, we need to return to pixel art. Is it that hard? Anyway, I'm rambling to say that I was playing this game and I encountered a shiny Mareep, which is an electric sheep Pokemon a la Philip K. Dick. Anyway, a shiny is imagine Pikachu is normally yellow. But what if Pikachu was a slightly different shade of yellow? In this case, my sheep, which is normally yellow, this Mareep, was pink. So sometimes it can be a little more extreme. But this is very rare. Not only that, it had a modest nature, so it has the best stat lineup you could hope for a Mareep. And I found it in this ROM hack game, so I can't show it to other people or trade it or brag about it or bring it up through different games or whatever. I just have to enjoy it in this single player experience that means nothing and can be distributed not. But it makes it all the more sweeter. And a newsflash, even if it was a shiny Mareep in a main series officially licensed Pokemon game, it's still not a real one. So it's still just that ephemeral, little bit of code, the ones and zeros. It's over 8,000, 1 in 8,000 chance to find a shiny, assuming that they haven't dickied those numbers too much since I stopped playing. So yeah, huge. Imagine walking down the street and finding a briefcase full of money, and you're like, oh, this is fantastic, but it's McDonald's Monopoly money or something, and you're like, oh man, can I get a free fry with this? No, it expired 50 years ago. Well, them's the breaks. It's just the thrill of having found it at all. I suppose we could all take a little bit more of that in our lives. Anyway, folks, up next we've got another exciting find. This is Evangeline, probably the best track off of the new Whitney record. I have to listen to it a couple more times to make sure, but this is a really good one. Evangeline by Whitney.
It was up to me. Oh. but I love the way you are. And sometimes I'm watching you, you're so smart. Turned out.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard It's Time to Come Home by The Rentals. Before that, we heard Yukon Blonde with their track Love the Way You Are. And right at the top, we heard some brand new Whitney with Evangeline. Lots of great new indie tracks coming up your way. But first, I have to remind you, folks, it's November. You know what that means. It's the CFRC funding drive, spectacular. I couldn't even get the words out. I hiccuped from sheer anticipatory delight because this time of year is just that exciting for us over here. Yeah, folks, we've got lots of great methods of donation. You can find them all at cfrc.ca/donate. If you donate $25, say, you'll get a little prize pack that includes a sticker, a pen, a pin, a song request on your favorite show, and then either a tote bag or a deck of cards. And then, of course, you get 5 raffle tickets. Every time you donate $5, you get another raffle ticket to be entered into all sorts of raffles for different gift bags, gift prizes, gift tickets, certificates, to all sorts of great supportive local downtown businesses here in Kingston, which is great. But let's say you're a little more generous. Let's say that you're over 4 times that generous, which is to say you're donating $101.9. You're pretty clever. If you were to be so generous, well, what would you get? You would get a sticker, a pen, a pin, all branded with your favorite CFRC logo. You get 3 song requests. You get the tote bag and a deck of playing cards. You don't have to choose. And you get a toque. And you get a t-shirt, all with our new swag, new logo and everything. And you get 2 local gift certificates, plus the 20 raffle tickets that you get to win even more gift bags and gift certificates from different supportive businesses. What a great deal. And again, folks, we said it last time, it's perfect cheat sheet holiday shopping. You get 1 basket, you support, local radio, and you get all sorts of different stuff that you can just hand out to everybody. It's stocking stuffers. It's perfect. So yeah, cfrc.ca/donate. We would really appreciate the help if you find this show as enjoyable to listen to as we find it to make. We got through that, folks. We found the end of that sentence, come hell or high water. Up next, not hell nor high water, but Wolf Alice. This Blue Weekend record is really good. A lot of it's pretty profane, and I haven't been able to play it, but I've dug this track. It's called Delicious Things. Here we go.
Let's go. in bed here beside me, though I think he is a bad man. He liked the fact that I play music in a band. He's making a movie and the score needs a hand. Feel like I'm falling, dreams are slowly starting. Extravagance disguises elegance is boring. I don't belong here, though it really is quite funny. Hey, it's money, it's just me, I felt like
about you.